yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'll say.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And I have my co-host here with me. I've got Will Turbitt from Demand Truth.
How do you do today, guys?
Doing good. And we've got JMO Fatal, Phoenix Fire, here with us as well.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing good. Still healthy, as far as I can tell. Little quarantine setup's working here. people sterilized at the door. They touch any equipment, that sort of thing. So, yeah, still alive, still healthy, still kicking. So, yes.
Good to know.
I remember as a kid watching this movie called Breakout, and wow, what a terror piece, you know, that kind of thing. It lets you see the full extent of what they can do, you know. I'm surprised, you know, Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan hasn't invaded China, you know, for war against bioterrorism. I mean, why not? What makes us the superpowers?
Right.
So anyways, without further ado, I do believe we have a guest, and I will let Jayma introduce him. Go right ahead.
Hello, yes, we have Paul on tonight, who just wants to be called Paul, and I know he does some advocacy work, some activism work, and is woken up like we have, and I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself the rest of the way. You there, Paul?
Yes, I'm here, Jamie. Thank you for having me on.
All right, yes. Go right ahead.
I don't know exactly where you're where your agenda is on here on the show tonight. I'm coming on pretty much cold. So if you want to address exactly if this is just an open forum or there's something direct, significant you want to speak about, I would...
Well, surely you do have an agenda. What is your work?
What's my work?
Yes.
Well, in life, or you're speaking in...
Your activism, what you're speaking about, what you're fighting against.
Currently?
I'd also like to know in life, too.
Yeah, well, we do everything, basically, in the format of Jesus Christ. Is that okay?
Okay, you do some legal work.
So
you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've done a ton of legal work. And, right now, the activism that I'm working on is under HJR 2702, which is the FAMFAT First Transition Act. Basis of the act is to supersede a lobby. Right now, I'm part of the Navy in the format that there's a lot of money being formulated for federal funding, for state funding, and for child companies that basically steal children and human trafficking and affect our elderly, basically legacy. And, you know, there's a lot of this to be spoken about, but at the same time, there's not any advocacy and oversight currently that puts any kind of a pinnacle or any kind of centric pinnacle between the abilities of the state to steal children and take away money from the elderly. And beyond the fact that that's very sad, it affects
Well, I'm going to have you hold on right there if you don't mind. Where I think the audience is having a little difficulty hearing you. And we're going to call you right back. Our producer, Mike, is going to give you a call right back.
I have an echo on the line. I would appreciate that.
Okay, did he say he was in the Navy?
Working with them, I believe.
Yeah, it sounds like he's in a submarine right now.
Yo, V. Oh, man, you be making me die. I usually have it on mute over here, but, man, especially when you go off on your tirade. And it's interesting, man, because we get some of these good guests. Who was that dude that we had who was, like, pulling teeth for the first half hour? And then he was getting something so juicy, and then it just ended. We didn't hear from that dude again. We've got some amazing guests that come on the show all the time. So you guys are just tuning in right now, too. Thanks for watching. Go to facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries while it's still there. Check out V's latest documentary. And also, we have a lot of good guests on the show. So go to our archives and check out some of the shows that we have. Share them on social media. A lot of our ways of disseminating information and getting our word out there have been jeopardized. So any way that you guys out there can help us is greatly appreciated. It's absolutely free to share the information. Like I said, facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries and get the word out, because especially now we're having difficulty, some of these guests, and we're going to try to reconnect. But almost every night we have an amazing conversation. Even when we don't have the guest on, sometimes those are our best shows because we get to rant and get into things and even deeper topics. But this show itself is really a testimony. I think we got our guest back on, but I just want to say quickly, this show is really a testimony to V's work ethic. And it's just remarkable how night after night we have these, most of them are horror stories, and the police don't give a damn. The lawyers don't give a damn. The judges don't give a damn. The local media doesn't give a damn. And, you know, it's thanks to the audience that we have that share this information and are out there doing nonviolent activism. And V, I just want to say thank you to all you guys that are out there doing something in our audience. So I believe we have a guest back here.
Well, usually on the show, I'm usually the only person that's hard, black, and filled with semen. But I think Paul may also be...
I've been working on that. I got Revitiligo going on, so I'm working on that.
Listen, I'm going to speak in very simple, common language. I'm not going to give you any legal commerce, okay? Something very specific that maybe somebody on the phone might have confidence or not. Doesn't matter. What's important is that the message gets across. So my journey doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Okay? Where I am now is what matters. Okay? My journey took me to Washington, D.C., took me to hell, okay, which is in between the Senate, in between appropriations and the Weight and Means Committee on H.D.R. 2702, which is a bill that basically is the Family First, or Fam First Transition Act, which provides $756 million be dispersed between the states, okay, for usage to take and steal children and hurt the legacy of children by hurting the elderly as well through Social Security accounts and Medicaid. Okay, it's a fact. You can either take my word for it or not. It has affected people on this line. So I took it to a different forum because my own children were affected by it, whether I'm political, not political, connected, non-connected, is really not important. What's important is that everybody, I'll be honest, what's important is what that gentleman said earlier, that they're sick of certain things. And when people get on a line like this, I've spoken on many, is that they activate, engage, isolate, and then take it from there to find out what their abilities are to create a movement. Okay? A movement that's nonviolent, but also doesn't put them in a position of being a crusader to get your head cleaved off. Okay? So my abilities are in a lot of different things. But the fact is that I've been able to get to the Senate, put them on the spot, and make them understand that the money that they're providing is only going to empower the state by stealing children and family and the money to give it is taken from the elderly. Okay, so I'm right now in a position where I'm in the waits and means, which is basically the beginning stages of a bill that's tried to pass through the House for the last 50 years in plain English. Okay, and you know what? Clinton started it in 97. That would be Bill Clinton.
Okay, okay, before you continue, sir, and you bring up Bill Clinton, I know it's going to be hard keeping your language clean, but this is a national broadcast. Please keep your language clean.
I apologize. It's St. Patrick's Day. I apologize.
All right, go ahead.
So Bill Clinton in 1997, okay, and a lot of members that supported him initiated this act. It really was just a big, huge account that was open. And if you know anything about commerce and how it works in the United States, it's based on accounts. Similar to what's going on when you have national emergencies and accounts are open up, and the states that really went and derived from it, but then being able to exceed certain amounts of money that you'll never see. Okay, they take the money, they do what they want with it, they go along with it, and then it goes into a national emergency fund. So he created this fund, okay, years ago, which was a horrible system to take children, again, with no oversight, no advocacy. So when a person is taken in a system like that, they have basically superficial powers that supersede the Constitution of the United States. But the only way to actually go against it is in the Constitution. And a lot of people just don't have the ability to do that. They lack the competency. Their attorneys lack the competency. They lack the money. But the last division that you're going to see amongst evil type or evil itself is going to be the division or dividing and conquer of the family. So I am 100% in support to advocate for families that are involved in this. I'm involved with legislators from, you know, New York to anywhere that it really needs to take. All right. I've appeared on certain different shows. I'll be on Joe Rogan's in about 3 weeks. Should be a challenge with Joe Rogan. He's really not, he's not conservative, but he has a huge influence. And I'll probably go to battle with him. But my goal is to create the synapse, okay? To create the actual portion where the money gets intercepted for this advocacy and this, you know, okay, coercion or oversight. And the only way to do that is to actually set them up. So I met with a senator, of the senators that I met that I felt was, you know, most effective. And I looked at the Navy, and I looked at it because I have a background in the Navy, and I know the percentages of children that are taken out of the Navy, whether they're off base or on base, is 1 to 3, 1 out of 3, when there's an issue, any issue. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be as minuscule as an argument. It could be as major as child abuse. But the fact is, purely, 1 out of 3, and most of it based on PTSD, are taken away. So I made an appeal, and I was granted $10 million by Dan Crenshaw, senator, guy with the patch, young guy, good guy, ex-Navy SEAL, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I spoke to Rand Paul. His last words to me was, "Paul, I hope you don't need my help." He wasn't really much help. Okay, so the fact is, you have people on this line right now, and that's who I'm advocating for. Jamie is one of them, okay, that you don't know what to do. Your children are getting taken. Your lives are being destroyed. Your freedom is being stripped. It's basically the word oppression taken to the highest level that you can imagine. It's called control. Chaos. Has nothing to do with actual natural oppression. Okay, it's force. How do you stop it? Okay, if you don't understand the participle and the people and how they act and react and how you can leverage them, then you can't actually make a difference. We could talk about it all night on the phone. So I haven't put my head on the, you know, again, to get cleaved off. What I have done is put 3,000 pro bono attorneys that are Christian attorneys based through a different league that I won't mention, and have attacked and insulted, okay, people within American law school to get the non-corruptible or uncorrupted young attorney so that they can take a look into this. And it's been really difficult, and I've done it. And they're now starting to attack. And the foundations of the companies that are in between the court and us are owned by foundations like the Clinton Foundation, the Prophet. So I'm not very well liked. Okay? Beyond that like, I'm also protected because I set myself up to be that way. So I can't be very outspoken. What I need to speak is direct. And I'm speaking directly to the people on this line to understand everybody has an opinion. I like opinions. I only activate on activism. And I go at it actively. Okay? The basis of what I do is based in Christ. It's verifiable, it's validated, and confirmed. And if anybody wants to try to come against it, I've set up the most impossible gambit that you can possibly come against. It's called money. Okay? So there's the basis of what I do. If you ask me how I do it, it's a really long conversation. It's based on the history of the things I've done in industries along the way, where it's led me from, you know, in different capacities, in different high levels, dealing with billionaires, dealing with industries. And at the end of the day, these foundations, they want to support this. But it's an accounting system that you're dealing with. They've written us off. Okay, and they don't care. And the only way to make them care is to make them money. And that's what I'm about. Okay, so I've been in a lot of different arenas. I've been with the hardest of the hardcore. And I can tell you right now, I'm still standing. And at the end of the day, I'm going to continue to stand. But it's going to be in the basis of law. So individually, yeah, I can help Jamie. But that's not going to be the overall objective. The objective is
Jamie, and well, I am doing some things on my own. I don't think we've talked a lot of that. I'm not in the children court system now. I'm in a way of holding them accountable, which I have done that in my criminal case. In the criminal, I have an appeal. And actually, this is interesting. I just got an email from the district court today who put out an order for the immediate brief, which is from the state, which I've been waiting on. So their answer brief now has to be answered, and things are moving in motion. I've been waiting. It's very interesting, the timing, and that they've put it through right now. So it's moving forward. People are going to be held accountable, and it's getting exposed because I put all my cases related. They wanted related cases, and I put my family cases, my dependency, and how they committed crimes against me and my children using the Constitution, like you said, worked in it,
right,
and brought that forth. And it's all in the record, and now it's going to be very interesting to see their answer, to see what they respond.
Hold on, guys. We've got to go to commercial break here, man.
Judges who are basically in a position right now to be held accountable to civil federal litigation.
Okay, Paul. We have to go to commercial break. I do like where you're coming from, and that's sort of how I got my freedom and how I'm doing things is going after that paper and chapping them with that paper, green and legal. But we'll get more into that when we come back from commercial break.
Pa, Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
About making it big time. That's what my man Paul here is talking about. Big time. So, and you say it's a long conversation about how you are going to be doing this and how you've gotten to the level of doing this. I have a pretty good idea of it myself because, you know, I think we are two kindred spirits in the way that we were. But after this next commercial break, you're going to have 30 minutes to let us know. So I would definitely like for you to let us know and how we create more activists and people doing what you're doing. So I definitely want to compliment you and commend you for your work. You know, this is commanding. This is stepping up and being a general. This is what it takes to get things done. So,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off, but, you know, we do have breaks. So, we're going to have another break here in about 5 minutes. So, I'll let you go ahead and say what you were saying for break. So, go ahead, please.
So, I believe that the experience of going through something like this and the process where they try to carry it is really what the blueprint of what you do in anti, you know, it's covert. So you need to be anti. But the problem is that there are enough people that have actually spoke out against it. And there aren't enough people in volume that have actually agreed to take this on. And the ones that have taken it on have suffered heavily as an attack. So the one thing you can't be is afraid. Okay? Secondly, when you come armed, you're coming armed in the law. And even though you're coming armed in the law, the separation between state and fed will put you in a position that you will be attacked. And you got to be prepared. On the activism level, the unfortunate, in a way, of dealing with attorneys is really how you get it done. And if you're going pro se on this, you really better be strong in what you're doing and be able to weather the attack, which are dirty warfare. So if you want to work within this chaos as an individual, you better be prepared for the dirty warfare. If you're doing activism and you want to increase the activism, where I found it most important is to get the people who are motivated by a need to understand why and the experience. So what I would do on one part is I would walk young attorneys into basically a company that might have been a case management company that handles both, again, children and elders, and let them see for themselves there's something wrong here. And let them be limited in the compliance where they're being blocked. Let them experience basically some of the pain that we as parents are going through. And it sucks in a way because when you have young people, they don't get it the first time out. And they listen. So then you bring it back to the universities and your colleges, and it becomes somewhat of a experience that they start to work on stewardship and understanding. Before you step into the arena that I stepped in that arena right now will admit to me that they can't do a lot. But when they admit that they can't do a lot, they're admitting that they can for votes, for preservation, for money, for leverage, and you need to be in there to create. Small business, people who don't see that there's an opportunity in here, you know, similar to, let's say, a victim services, where they usually hand-pick, controlled in the area, the locality, you can step in there. It's not a bidding situation. You need to step up. And there's ways to do it. And again, within 5 minutes, I'm not going to be able to explain that. But I would like to say,
and there are those people who have lost their children. There are those people who have been through so much, and they're dead inside. You see that glazed over look in their eyes. People, you need to get fire in your eyes when stuff happens to you. Don't be defeated. You know, that should be a second coming, a new life in you when you have your children taken. There should be hell should just arise all around you.
Right. Right, but you don't want to exist in hell.
It's your enemies. But hey, we got to go to station ID, and then we'll come back for our long segment, and then we won't be interrupted anymore, okay?
Sounds good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Nils V. And I want to plow through the show here. I know we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. My main man here sounds like he's literally in a bunker underground somewhere in the desert, trying to stay safe and you know, plotting to free the next generation from the new world order corruption here. But I want to pose a question to you, Paul. Now, there's an opinion here, and there's this stuff in the news about, you know, the child trafficking and something about Trump and the military has uncovered and recovered and 100,000 children sent back to their families. And it's like, I don't really see it. You know, who are these children? Where are the overwhelming, you know, thanks from the parents? You know, we should be seeing this in the media instead of just telling me some bogus numbers. Why don't you show me the effects of these children being returned? And then secondly, I think Now, I want your opinion on this. If they are going after these child traffickers, they're only going after these small fish. And it, just so the big fish can keep doing what they do in their little secret Illuminati parties and spirit cookings and endochrome and baby eatings and whatnot.
Illumitar.
Yes, yes, exactly. The Illumitars. How do you feel about that?
I feel a lot. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I've been involved in a lot of systems in this country from, let's say, 1989 moving forward, post-Reagan. And I can tell you that I would not have known how horrible a system this was, how much money, the empirical numbers that exist, the million families that are affected, and how they're treated, honestly, unless my children weren't taken. Okay? So in the initiation of this, I was the victim of a very heavy domestic violence situation. I sat in the rare position of being a dad, a man, in that position, on top 1%, if you want to go, you know, where you're attacked by a woman. But now these things are starting to come more out in the open, purposely done, basically, because they're looking to make more money off of it. And when my children were taken for no reason by Johns Hopkins Hospital, I entered into a place of medical kidnapping. And, you know, look, you don't need to take my word or trust me. And I would care, you know, because I am that type of guy, but I'm very focused on what I do. But Johns Hopkins has been put on notice. I have federal litigation. I have investigations that are going on within them that puts them in a position to basically cease their activity. I basically could see the numbers of children that haven't been taken from those hospitals been reduced by putting my neck on the line without sacrificing my children. I can say that, again, you know, safely, the number's about 1 million families that are affected by this. I've now started working with countries like Ireland, Belfast in the city, and around the country in India, okay, where this is going on as well, much different system than this. And I could tell you that I could divide and conquer the Illuminati without trying to attack them by basically working within the Constitution. It's a guise. It's a veil that they put on. And they will lie and will deceive. And that's what they do. And they will attack you. And if you're not strong in the spirit, because of my journey, when I was asked to work as an attorney, helping out families, helping out individuals that were spending enormous amounts of money at first. So it doesn't attack just the poor. And I was asked by a former running candidate in the state of Florida where his child was taken, the doctor. And when I did that, I uncovered a lot of problems, which was the money being shifted to Salisbury County. And the children are commerce, the merchandise.
Okay.
So,
are you?
I went on a mission to now examine that.
Okay. And are you?
How
getting
do I examine?
Back to yourself,
done
Paul?
Further with diligence.
Paul.
Then most
well, one
people
second.
Will take the diligence.
Paul. Are you getting feedback? Are you getting echo on yourself?
I can't hear you. I have feedback on the line.
Okay, let's call you right back. Let's call you right back and let's clear up that feedback, okay?
Okay.
And so, guys, what are you thinking?
I think... Guy,
go ahead.
Guy V.
Well, no, I mean, the whole Trump returning 100,000 kids to... to their parents, you know, through the military and all these busted...
Are you talking about the QAnon conspiracy theory, V? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm talking about direct news information.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Through the military, you know, child trafficking rings are being busted. No. You know, 100,000 children returned. You don't see, you don't hear any names. You don't hear any family, any parents saying, you know, oh, hallelujah, bless Trump. You know, and it's just numbers being thrown at us for supposedly good deeds. And I think it's just
Right, and I talked with a lot of parents. I'm in that network, and a lot of the biggest activists in this, and nobody's bringing that forth at all. You know, that would be running in our circles, and it's just not happening.
People just call me Trump haters, and that's just not the case.
You know what? Yeah, we got him back, and good thing, because I was going to get into an epic major rant. So let's go back to our guest.
Okay, Paul, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, I think you sound much better.
Really, this has nothing to do with the President of the United States. Nor does it have anything to do with a former President of the United States, because it just positions in a corporation called the United States. That's the CEO. That's really all it is. We have 50 separated bodies, which are companies that all get money funneling through that. So, there is no such thing. You're wasting your time. Everybody's wasting their time looking and diverting at a president. But to be quite honest with you, and I'll share some information with you, okay? If I wanted, I can have access to speak to Jay Sekulow. I can have access to speak to Donald Trump through developers from New York, and it wouldn't make a damn difference because Donald Trump knows what's going on. I had an article written in Epoch Times. It's all the same shit. You know, stuff, basically fake news, but at least to test the waters, see what's going on. And then the direction that Epoch Times put in there was more or less to say that dollars were being spent, again, to harvest children illegally. Okay, and that article could be seen in October 4th in Epoch Times, and I basically asked to have it written. And it really had hardly any effect. Matter of fact, Epoch Times backed away, you know, using media devices and whatnot. But the governance on this is very difficult because you're encompassing business, obviously, system with government. And if you start to get disillusioned by government, to understand, like, well, they're the leaders, they're the people we go to, you've already lost. Okay? The written law is what's important. The spiritual that guides you is the most important, okay? Because, again, when I went on these conferences and I went around the country, prior to me hitting D.C., what I was finding is these people were broken. It didn't matter, you know, how much money they were spending. It didn't matter if they spent time in jail. It didn't matter that they were, you know, horrified, like me, in a way. And I wasn't horrified. I was angry. Okay, by what they did. I almost was to the point, which I am now, how dare they? How dare they? And I almost got to the point immediately, and I was at the same point now, I mean, it took me a while, to say, they picked the wrong one. And they did. So now, I'm working from that position to tell you that no matter what you want to go at them with, they're going to defend their money. They're going to defend it. You cannot go at this individually. You cannot. I'm sorry to say that. I can't go at it individually. Okay? So take the power and the ego out of it. And it's not some rallying cap that you put together. Because trust me, there's plenty of advocates out there. Francesca Amato, Connie Regulus. Okay? Very strong women. Okay? Senator Schaefer, who died in the cause of this. Okay, back in the day in Georgia senator, look it up. Okay, there's a lot of problems here. But the only way that you have a shot to break the code is to break that leverage that judge who's assigned to that case by holding him accountable to the Constitution. That's the only way. If you follow them, you have followed yourself down the worst rabbit hole you'll ever be in, you'll lose your kids.
Well, you'll lose your spirit if you're really not that strong. One way or the other, there is no playbook. Because if I put a playbook down, I'd probably be dead. You can't do that. You have to get people behind it. And those people have to be able to profit still. Like, you know, you've done wrong, but at the same time, you need to not do this wrong. You need to govern yourself to make sure you know you're in a war and there's rules of engagement. And if you understand that and respect it, you'll understand that if you've ever had a child taken away from you, you're in a war. You're not in a battle. You're in a war. And you're going to win some battles, you're going to lose some battles, right? Very common way of thinking. And I've been at different types of wars in my life. And some of those wars, I've had to retreat. But I never surrendered. Ever. The only thing that I've ever surrendered to was God. Period. And anybody who's been successful in the same line of retaining back and getting back their children, whether it took you a year or 7 years or whatever it was, they retreated and surrendered to God. Number one, if you don't, you will not win. Secondly, you cannot advocate to anybody. You have to be careful. Just anybody. There are people who get paid. Just like informers. Give out your information to see where you're at. So I take no risk on this radio show. Okay? Because again, I'm known nationally. It doesn't matter at this point. I'm full in. And I'm not saying I'm invincible. What I'm telling you is I cover thy butt. I do what I need to do. I meet with the right people. I put together law. And then the law is something they write. And we work around the law to give them what they want. So people like Jamie can get an opportunity, get an appeal, get it heard. We use court watch monitors. It's important to have these things. We have advocate groups that represent women that will also represent men. But the problem
I've got to ask, how do you protect yourself? Because usually when you enter in this arena, and I know this being a targeted individual, whenever you enter any sort of advocacy, these people go after your resources. They try to get you fired from your job. They try to get your family to shun you. Try to screw up any kind of money position you got. So how are you dealing with that?
Are you asking me on a personal level or are you asking me generalized?
Oh, help the listeners. Do what you do.
I couldn't tell you personally because there are certain things inside my personal that put me in a position that I can't tell you. Okay? And that means that my family, number one, are always in, let's say, harm's way.
But okay, let's go with general.
Certain members of my family are not, okay, in harm's way. Okay, they are aligned, and they are family. So they can't.
Okay, let's go with the general, my friend.
General, okay? You never put yourself in a position to trust any attorney within the county that you are working in. Therefore, you must be strong in the law. You must understand it. And to be quite honest with you, because these, you know, laws, these statutes were written long ago, okay, 97, they just basically opened up money. The laws and statutes are there. They're not hardcore. They're not something that someone, the average person, can understand where you have to put your faith and trust as an incompetent person and put yourself there. You could represent yourself. You can do it. You probably have not just a better chance, but it'll relieve you of the agony of getting jerked around by an attorney and the financial burden that they'll put on you. So yeah, I've represented myself. And it's a better way. Okay? It's a better way. If you need someone to write paperwork up, you hire a paralegal if you don't know how to do it. It's really not a hard thing to do. You might just Google paralegal. be careful, though, and make sure that paralegal works outside the county that you're working in. The other way is that you stop doing what they tell you and you start fighting what they tell you in a way of documentation. Everybody, I'm sure, that's gone through this goes through a heavy stage of documentation, okay? But you don't just document. You got to utilize it, and you got to put motions in. You have to do it. You cannot be afraid. Because you've already lost your children. Remember that. They're gone. They don't belong to you. They're not wards of the state. They're in the control of the state. So if you put yourself in a position to believe that you got a shot because you do what they do because, you know, John or Annie got their kids back, you know, that's not the case. You have to fight it as if they took your children, which they did, and they did it hostily. They did it against the Constitution. None of these companies are voted in. None of them have been asked to be part of an alliance, so therefore they sit outside the Constitution, including the CPS.
Okay, well, there seems to be a great divide in the anti-CPS, anti-family court activism there because, you know, half of the people say, just do what they tell you to do and get your children back and then go after them because they will just do everything they can to make your life hell and never give your kids back, no matter how much they violate the Constitution. And then you have the other half saying, you know, fight for it no matter what because you've already lost your children. So there seems to be a great divide. And we need to see some stats on this stuff. I would love to be able to get stats on it and see who is more successful.
Let me interject on what you said there. That's how I started. I started and I seen my rights were being violated. I knew my constitutional rights at that time. I didn't know how to utilize them. I wasn't knowledgeable enough. So I submitted and I signed their contract of compliance, doing their case plan and did everything that I was supposed to do. And they covered up things. The CPS did, went and submitted into the court case. This is why Paul saying representing yourself, which I ended up doing further along in the criminal part, is one of the only ways unless you do have a good team behind you, but you better be prepared with the knowledge and the spirit, yes, to guide you and to know how to do this. But my point is, I did that in the first place, and it did not matter. It did not matter if I did everything they do. They just kept me in this cycle. They tried to put more classes on me. They wouldn't get the resources available, and all the meanwhile not letting you see your kids and attacking you in those ways. So it really, unless you have a good person behind you that knows how to fight, it doesn't generally work, and that's what I'm hearing from other parents doing that.
Good point.
Okay, well, you know, that's a good wrap-up. Paul, we are coming down to the end of the show here. Is there a place people can reach you? Is there a way our listeners can support you?
Unfortunately, V, right? Your name is?
V, yes.
Unfortunately, because of the time allocation that I need to take to bring this again to a level of having a team, as Jamie is mentioning, behind you, there are individuals that will help, okay? And they help, what I mean by help, they'll show you a way to strike based on your situation, okay? There is a playbook being put into place. A playbook can't be something that the audience is going to be able to utilize again because this is such a bad contraption that no matter what you do, they have the overall ability to hurt you, okay? So how you play it is important. You need to not play chess with them. You need to work on their leverage to know that if they do something wrong, they will then pay for it because they only care about money, all right?
Oh, yes.
If you want to reach out, okay, what I would suggest is Jamie speak to you off the air, and maybe you guys can reach out to, it's not just your audience members, okay? I can't field the calls. I'm out working diligently with my company, which is going to be Legacy, okay, that's going to be the actual advocacy that Jane's talking about, to give people the idea before you get, you know, basically hurt. The oversight is something that's more like law enforcement for them. Okay, this is a heavy, 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 you know, acceptance. This is something that we're working on. And what I'm diligently working on is to say to them, why wouldn't you have it? This is what's going on. Much, way too much leverage, way too much. Taking children, doing this, coming into a home, you know, fooling people, and then it's lies. So we need to cut down on the lies. And I'm getting good traction on it because, why? Because you create companies to do this. And that's the only way you're going to do it. And when it's done, then you'll have more leverage and you'll have people scared to make the mistake of just simply taking your children on an easy path of a lie. Okay? I'm not talking about
Absolutely.
Children that are taken for a reason here.
Absolutely.
People, kids that are taken for a reason, you know what? It is what it is, and then you need to do it. What I'm saying is I don't need my son being turned into a drug addict and then going into a rehab. I'm going way ahead of the steps. This is what they're doing. They're taking your kids.
Well, Paul.
They're putting them in foster, and then they go to adoption. And from adoption, the kid's got problems. The kid then starts doing drugs because he was given drugs basically to help him. You know, they might be autistic.
Yeah.
Might be whatever.
The psychotropic and mind control drugs. Yes.
You
know all about it, my friend.
It's you.
Paul, we
so
have run out of
wish
time.
Trump, I wish Trump would basically like do one of his magic acts. I agree with whoever, you know, the inclination on that, and make it happen.
Paul, we have come to the end of the show, my friend. I know. I wish I could let you talk all that long, but we've come to the end of the show.
I really wish you would. You know, I saved my Trump card, so to speak, to knock on the door of the White House. Okay, and I know it sounds crazy, but I could do it. I literally grew up with the largest developer in his organization. I have no problem getting there. But the problem is I know the guy can't do anything because this contraption needs to have other businesses attached. And I'm a master when it comes to building the business, strategic asset assessment. That's what I do for a living. Okay?
Well, Paul,
so I know
again, thank
doing.
You. Thank you. We will definitely get this information out to the people. What you have done, a great service. And I hope you continue to do your service. And we will be, you know, standing right there beside you. So, guys, you've had another episode
Thank
of
you,
the Red
Paul.
Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.